Good morning, 8:02 here on the morning program on Moody Radio Cleveland. Time to welcome back a guy who's been a friend of the program probably since about a week after I took over in October 2000, Tom Repke from Ashland. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Brother Mark. How are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, especially when you hear the music that's playing in the background and knowing the source of that music, that's one of the things that kind of has linked us together in the past.
Yep, Alan Root.
Alan Root, indeed. Yeah. Yep. It is
nice little ditty there.
Very strange how the Lord works.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Or is it really?
No, it's not really, but it continues to amaze because our paths keep crossing. And once again, I know you did quite a journey last summer, and now that journey involved how many miles and how many cities?
809 miles over 12 days from Joplin, Missouri through Tuscaloosa and ending up at the ATL, the Atlanta, at the Catalyst Conference, where we were trying to leverage church leaders' interest in helping folks in Joplin and Tuscaloosa rebuild after the tornadoes that went through last year.
Yeah. It was a very successful effort, as I remember, with the Present Hope Tour. Now you're climbing back on the bike and making another journey. Where are we headed this time?
Yeah, it's kind of
excuse me for using the editorial "we" there. I'm not climbing on the back of a bike.
No, but you own part of this, my friend, because it's our common journey. I think, you know, especially at this point where God has us, where we ought to be thinking about, you know, landing the plane, you know, and enjoying. We're actually doing crazy things like going to Israel and, you know, running with Benny to do, you know, raise monies for orphanages in El Salvador, and in this case, and it really, I thought I was done, but we're going to be leading out of Cincinnati later this week into a 500-mile ride for International Justice Mission. Sarah Gross has some interest in that, and they're particularly, you know, trying to work with the oppressed, but particularly we're going to leverage the idea of awareness on human trafficking, which is like, what is that? You know, modern-day slavery. I mean, we live in the most modern of times, and yet there's like 27 million people by statistics that are enslaved worldwide, and so we're going to try to raise awareness for that effort.
Well, Tom, specifically when you talk about human trafficking and modern-day slavery, unfortunately, the state of Ohio plays prominently in the problem here in the United States.
That's exactly right. And it's like, really? I mean, this great land of ours, I mean, Ohio is you know, I just love the state of ours, and it's such a diverse area. But at the same time, you know, that corridor of I-75 and the turnpike around Toledo is one of the number one places in the country, and that's just crazy. And you know, what's really leveraged this is there's an organization called Passion that Louis Giglio and Chris Tomlin and Matt Redman are been involved with. And this past January, they had 45,000 college students in the Georgia Dome. And over the 4 days, they showed a video called The Freedom Project, which folks can find if they just Google it on YouTube, about just the stories of four individuals worldwide that were enslaved, some for sex trafficking, others for just market kind of trafficking of just building stuff. And they raised almost $4 million from these college students to try to leverage both IJM, International Justice Mission's understanding, and also A21 campaign, which is another organization. And I don't think the idea of human trafficking or modern-day slavery is something that we really paid much attention to. And I know there's much issue of what we could do locally, you know, in mission work, but it seems like this idea of slavery is something that really, in this most modern of times, we have to do something about. So that's what we're going to attempt to do.
Tom Repke is with us once again. Now, Tom, I have been monitoring your training rides on your bike and that of your compatriots who are going with you. You've been working hard, so let's get right down to it. Where do you start? Where do you finish? How many miles are you going to cover on the ride?
We're going to start out of the Freedom Center in Cincinnati, which is right on the river. It's the Underground Railroad Museum, which I think is a very appropriate place to begin this sort of modern understanding of awareness for slavery. And then moving through the Appalachians into literally downtown Washington, D.C., where we'll arrive the following Saturday. We're going to leave out on Monday. Going to be doing some train rides between Thursday of this week and Sunday. And then Monday morning early, we get up and head due east and arrive the following Saturday at the Lincoln Memorial, early Saturday morning. And we're hoping that there will be, you know, some folks there, particularly from the media standpoint, just to say, hey, what a bit more appropriate place. I mean, I'm not sure folks are aware that this year is the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, Lincoln's great document that freed the slaves here in America. And so,
and yet the irony is,
the irony is 27 million people, you know, more than a million. I mean, even just recently, I saw a documentary where Toledo. There was the story about this 15-year-old girl and a 17-year-old girl who had been abducted in that region, whose parents didn't even miss them. I don't understand that as a pastor to students, and were enslaved by a pimp. And were forced to do prostitution, and fortunately, some police officers, by God's providence, leveraged, you know, were engaged in a way that allowed them to bring freedom to those two young ladies. But it's that sort of, really, in a modern time, we really have this issue of slavery. It's like,
Well, Tom, if people want to find out more about what International Justice Mission is doing, if they want to find out more about what you and your two teammates on this ride are going to be doing as you make your way from Cincinnati to Washington, D.C., how can they find out more?
If they hop online, they can. My blog would be the best place. It's www.samgamgee.org. And there's actually, I've been blogging. My compatriots are a young man named Mitch Weber, who just graduated from Loudonville High School, and a young man by the name of Clay Sloan, who is a sophomore at Hillsdale High School here in Ashland County. And the three of us have been actually, as you mentioned, we've been training and we've been blogging and just trying to share our journey as we lean into this thing, because it was partly as we watched this video, the Freedom Project, that these two young men said, you know what, we have to do something about that. And I love the way Clay particularly talks about how he just said, you know, if the pain of people being enslaved, if I can get on the bike and do a little bit of pain myself to raise awareness for that, I'm going to do it. And so we would, you know, garner people's prayers and to follow us on the journey. And truthfully, we still need some stakeholders that we're willing to invest. We're about 89% of our goal. We committed each to raise $3,000. So a total of nine for our team, but we're trying to raise about $100,000. It's going to be used by the other, you know, by the team. I mean, there's 25 of us total that are coming in from, I mean, we're the only three from Ohio, but there's folks from San Diego, Dallas, Chicago. And I love the fact that it's Ashland, Loudonville, North Central Ohio that we're representing in a way to show that there is something that anyone can do to lean into it.
So, Tom, grateful. Thank you so much for the information. Thank you so much for the passion. And we will check in with you in the next couple of weeks, if that's all right.
That'd be great. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for your leverage, and thanks for your continuing journeying into what God's called us to be faithful to, even though maybe uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know. Well, speaking of which, I did notice you just passed by that phrase, from Cincinnati and winding up in Washington, D.C. You passed by that phrase through the Appalachians very quickly.
Yeah, I posted last night, actually, a map on day four.
Yeah.
And we've been joking about, you know, they rate these hills, what they look like. And we know what Category 5s look like. That's sort of like Southern Ashland County. We got that.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed that there's like three Category 3s, and I have no idea. All I know is it looks, I don't like what it looks like. Although a friend of mine reminded me that you lean into the ride uphill so that you can ride downhill. It's like, okay, got it. That's the incentive.
Amen, brother. Thanks, so, Tom.
Blessings, Mark. Thank you.
Tom Repke with us this morning from New Hope Church in Loudonville in Ashland. And the ride begins on Monday morning from Cincinnati, and we'll check in with Tom next week as he makes that ride for International Justice Mission. 8:12 is the time. We've got a grab bag question coming that reflects a birthday in Christian history. Plus, we'll check news, traffic, and weather coming up in just a moment as well here on the morning program on Moody Radio Cleveland. Stick around.
It's Christmas in July. and the gifts are going to children.